Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. Please go there and check them out. You'll get smarter when you go there. And if you can, support them financially. They do great work. Grace Marie and her team does amazing work. And nobody works harder, pound for pound, nobody works harder on trying to get this healthcare situation simplified and make it where it's affordable for small businesses. Nobody works harder than Grace Marie. Grace Marie, thank you for being here. Thank you for your effort. I don't know what we'd do without you. You were going to tell us a little bit more about what the administration is working on from a healthcare standpoint. And again, remind us how that's going to get reconciled with what you're working on.
Well, there is, what the administration is working on is very complementary to our efforts. The administration does have some tools through its regulatory mechanisms to be able to provide people relief. One thing that it's going to do is to allow temporary short-term limited duration plans. It's an awful name for them. We'll rename them, but that's what they have to be called. These are people that may be between jobs, maybe starting a new business, and they need to keep health insurance, but they just need it for a short term, the limited duration. The Obama administration
and they don't need the heavy expense of COBRA, for example. It'd be cheaper than COBRA, right?
Yes, it'd be cheaper than COBRA, and it doesn't have to comply with all the Obamacare rules and regulations.
Right.
So that's why they're
mandates.
Less expensive. They're like a freedom plan, and that's maybe what we should call them. And the Obama administration said, oh, my goodness, these are competing against our Obamacare plans. We have to shut them down. So it said you can't have a plan, one of these plans, for more than 3 months. They've been on the books forever. So we're going to allow. They're going to allow people to purchase a short-term plan for a year, and we have recommended, and we understand they're going to take these recommendations that people can renew them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way of people being able to start a new business, to be able to transition.
That's what keeps a lot of people in a job. Is they've got a kid, they've got a new family, they got a kid, and one family, one of the spouses wants to start a business, and the other one says, what are we going to do about health care? And then the discussion ends.
And they can have these policies, and then they'll be able to renew them. So that's really something
good.
Important. Also, they are reviving and allowing association health plans. That is, for if you have an association that is, you're part of, they can offer you policies that also don't have to be Obamacare compliant.
Can I give you an implication of what you just said? When the association health plans get into place and chambers of commerce can start offering these things through their chamber, and the chambers can get together across regions, this is going to be good for one of the great nexuses of all of our communities in America, a major part of the American success story, and that's chambers of commerce. Chambers need something to make them relevant more than they've had lately because of what happened in 2008, and this would be a great way to do that, and that would be a good thing.
Especially for small businesses.
Yep.
And this also allows people to buy across policies across state lines, which we've been talking about forever.
Which we've never been able to do.
Well, this is something the administration is using its authority to rewrite regulations in a way that would allow people more choices of health insurance that does not have to have the incredible battery of regulations and mandates that Obamacare requires so that people can have health insurance that's more affordable. And they also are going to allow people that have health reimbursement arrangements. These are like HSAs that can be offered by businesses. Allow people to be able to use that money to pay premiums. So let's say an employer funds an HRA for employees, can offer health insurance, but that employee can use that money to go buy a temporary hybrid plan, an association health plan, buy into their spouse's plan if their spouse's plan offers to get dependent coverage so the family's all on one plan. They're doing everything they can to try to figure out how do we give people and allow them escapes from Obamacare
and think,
give them more choices.
And think of how this would be a long-term model for reform of entitlements.
If we can
make healthcare success, think of next thing would might be retirement over the next century, right?
That's right. And this is very complementary, and the legislation will just power boost.
Give us quickly, when can we see big news on this, major movement?
We'll see big news in it in probably the third week in June. Maybe we can do a show later that week.
Absolutely,
and I can tell you
automatic.
More about it.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our heroes. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.